All right, so continue with our short Purim words. Our learning should be first off in Meschus, Leilu Nishmas, Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon. Today's topic I want to talk about today is that the battle of Amalek is the battle of Anova versus Gaiva. We're going to have five proofs to be able to see what does it mean that the battle of Amalek is Anova versus Gaiva. So we know famously from brought down by the Kanmonim that Amalek is Gematria 240, which is also Gematria Ram. Ram means high. So Amalek's essence is, it's all about me. It's all about to be arrogant, it's being selfish. Haman wants Mordechai to bow down to him. And we see even inside of Amalek, Amalek is Gaiva, and Mordechai is Anova. How else do we see that Mordechai is Anova as well? So if you look in Esther Rabbah, Perek Vav, and Beis, we see that amazing thing. It says, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira. There was a Jew named Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira, and he was called Ish. So the Medrash Darshans, Ish Melamech Haya Mordechai Shochel B'Doro Kemoshe Kedoro. Tachsiv Bei V'Ha Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. The Medrash links up, Mordechai is called Ish here, and also who else is called Ish in the Torah? The Ish Moshe Anav, V'Ha Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. So the Medrash links up Moshe Rino, Zion Adar, today Zion Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the biggest Anava in his generation, was equal to Mordechai in his generation. And the Shvili Pinchas, which is all this Torah is brought down by, actually connects. And that's why we say Mordechai is where the Gemara says in Chulin Kuflam and Tesamon Beis. Where is Mordechai found from the Torah? From the pasuk that talks about Mar Durar. So he says Mar Durar. Probably doing that's part of the Torah. Mar is also Gematria Ram. Mordechai's essence, the root of Mordechai, even in the Torah, is to be able to take Mordechai as Anava, to be mevatel the Ram, right? Mar Durar. Take the Mar Durar from the Torah of Mordechai to wipe out the Ram of Amalek. Where else now do we see for the third proof that the battle of Amalek is Anava versus Gaiva? So Shvili Pinchas brings down an amazing idea. He says that Purim can only fall out on certain days of the week. It could fall out on Sunday, it could fall out on Tuesday, it could fall out on Thursday, and it could fall out on Friday. No other days of the week. So if you look at the letters of the week, it could fall out on an Aleph, it could fall out on a Gimel, Tuesday, it could fall out on a Thursday, hey, and it could fall out on a Vav, a Friday. So if you scramble those letters together, what do you get? You get Gaiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically put into the world that Purim could only fall out on these days because it's the battle of Amalek, the Mevatel, the essence of Gaiva, right? Amalek is the one who cools off Klai Yisrael to get it out of Egypt. Who's this Bnei Yisrael? Who's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who do these people think they are? So our Anava, when specifically on Purim, when we act with Anivas, and throughout the whole year when we act with Anivas, we're being Mevatel, the Klipa of Amalek, which is Gaiva. Finally, continue on with our fourth proof to see that the battle of Amalek is Anova versus Gaiva. The Gemara, it says in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel, Gemara says Hadassah Shema v'lama nikra Esther. Her name was Hadassah. Why was she called Esther? Shehaya umas ha'olam koran osa ashim istaher. Because the nations of the world called her this name because of her beauty, like the planet of Venus. So Rashi writes over there. Rashi says, Peirush Rashi Yorach Yafa Klavana, is that her face shined like the moon. Her face shined like the moon. So the Shvili Pinchas wants to explain. He says at the end of the day, Yareach is a lashon of Anova, right? We know that the sun is the force of energy, the force of light, and the moon gets its light from the sun, right? We know the Gemara says that Moshe was the sun, Yeshua was the moon. So the essence, there's an essence of Anova, even specifically by Esther as well. Why was she called Esther? The Gemara says in the Gemara, and you give Malam and Aleph. Because Ashim Ishim is Stahir, because she shined like Venus. And Rashi says, what does that mean? She shined like the moon, and the moon is Anova in itself. And finally, the fifth proof to show the battle of Amalek, finally, and we see this specifically by the downfall of Haman. If you look in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, Haman Nofel Alamita. Right when Esther finally accuses of Haman from what he did. So the pasuk says that Haman fell upon his bed, that Esther made for him. So the Shvili Pinchas says, if you look at the Rosh Tevos, the first letters in the words, the Haman, Nofel, Al Hamita, it actually spells out Vav Nun Ayin Hey, which spells out the word Anava. Because the Anava of Esther and the Anava of Mordechai completely brought down the klipa of Haman, the klipa of Gaiva. So just to be able to conclude, just to review, Amalek we said is Gematria Ram, which means high. Esther Rabba, the second proof says that Moshe and Mordechai were equal. Ish Yehudi Hayabashushan Abir Ish is connected Ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam, and Mordechai had the same Anava of Moshe as well, being an Anav. And then we said the third idea that Purim can only fall out on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, which spells out Gaiva, because the vote of a Jew is to take his Anava and to beat the Gaiva of a Malik. And finally, the fourth idea, why was Esther called Esther? The Gemara in Yigim Alam and Aleph says, because she shined like Venus. And Rashi says, what does it mean she shined like Venus? She shined like the moon. And finally, what does this mean that Haman fell on his bed? Haman of Alamit says, Rashi Tevas Anava. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. The more we act humble, the more we act to realize everything we have is from a Chodesh Baruch Hu, and we try to fight off the Gaiva, especially Day of Purim, and we want to be so many places. But at the end of the day, to be a little more Anavadik on Purim, to be a little more Anavadik throughout the week before Purim, that is the biggest way to prepare for Purim, and that is the biggest way to destroy Malik Be'ezaz Hashem Yisbarach. We do this, we zocha to see Chodesh Baruch Hu's full Anava in the world, and his full glorification throughout the world, Be'ezaz Hashem Yisbarach, Frelich and Purim.